The first flight of the shuttle Discovery. I'm Bob Walker. Vic Ratner is at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and we're still on a hold, Vic Ratner, and a slight delay. Mark Hess at Mission Control is still sounding optimistic, isn't he?
The countdown has been virtually flawless all through the night. We had a couple of minor problems this morning, one with a clock in the control room, and now with not one, but two aircraft that are in the airspace around the launch area. They don't belong there. There are instructions to keep them out. And NASA now says that the FAA may have to send a patrol plane over to chase those aircraft away. They are most likely tourists who've gone up for a sightseeing jaunt. And without realizing it, they're holding up this whole shuttle mission, Bob.
And the launch window has been extended this morning, Vic. Normally it was 14 minutes yesterday morning. It's 31 minutes this morning. Boy, that makes a big difference if they got to send a patrol plane up to clear the private aircraft out of the area, doesn't it?
It gives you some indication of how much NASA really wants to get this mission off this morning after four tries. Here's Mark Hess.
The second aircraft is approximately 7 miles east of us. Estimated it would take about 3 to 4 minutes to clear that particular aircraft out of the area.
I haven't heard Hess talk about the poll of the console engineers, but I suppose that's going all right.
Recapping a little bit of what has gone on here in the past few minutes, we got an indication down around the T-minus 20-minute mark that one of the programs back at our integration console, which is a pre-sequencing program that's part of our ground launch sequencer, did not operate properly, and that the functions that it normally performs had to be performed manually by the individual systems engineers.
There are three communication satellites on board to be launched. The first, some 8 hours after the liftoff today, is scheduled to be launched, and one tomorrow also.
NASA is very much in the space delivery business, and it counts to be able to deliver on time. Having this mission run 2 months late does not help when you're trying to get customers to put their satellites on board the space shuttle, Bob.
This is the a combination, actually, of two space missions, and that's why the three satellites are on board. This is the heaviest load, the biggest load that the shuttle has ever carried up in the sky, and those three satellites are very important to be launched.
Inside the shuttle's cargo bay, it looks a little bit like the trunk of your car when you crammed in all the suitcases for a vacation. Here's Mark Hess again at mission at launch control.
And the clock is starting.
We're at T-minus 9 minutes.
No, it's not.
No?
Yes, no, it just started.
Ground launch sequencer has been initiated. Chase aircraft will begin their takeoff from the shuttle landing facility at this time.
Copy that, and LPS OTC step 930. LPS verify 930.
So we're back on schedule, Bob. The clock is running, 8.5 minutes to lift off now. Delayed, as you said, by two aircraft that had ventured into the area, and a clock problem.
And, of course, by combining the two payloads, NASA hopes to get the entire shuttle program back on some sort of a schedule. The old Challenger is undergoing pre-flight maintenance. Now it's due for an October 1st flight.
And Columbia, the first space shuttle, is in for major modifications, changing that from a research shuttle to one that will be used for operational purposes.
T-minus 8 minutes and counting. Orbiter test conductor requesting Houston send the stored program commands. This is the final update on antenna management based on liftoff time and sets the system, which makes the orbiter compatible with downrange tracking stations.
Bob, in just a couple of minutes, Mission Control will be doing a special check of the engine fuel valves. That was the problem when the launch got scrubbed back in June, just 4 seconds before liftoff. So they have inserted into this countdown.
They're in the process now of rebuilding those stored program commands, so they have not yet been sent.
So they've inserted into this countdown a special check.
Orbiter crew access arm, the walkway used by the astronauts to climb in the vehicle. The arm can be put back in place within about 15 to 20 seconds if an emergency arises and the crew must evacuate the pad.
Copy.
At 5 minutes before liftoff, all 12 engine valves will be checked just to make sure that everything is clear and that there is no problem with those valves this time, Bob.
T-minus 7 minutes and counting.
This is the 12th flight of a space shuttle, the Discovery, when it gets off this morning, the 12th flight of the shuttle.
Houston reporting they are now ready to send up those stored program commands. Again, those being the final update on antenna management.
Rockwell International built this shuttle as it has all the previous shuttles.
And JRPS OTC, start the hydraulic pressure recorder.
The crew, by the way, strapped in their seats 130 feet up, can't see much except the Florida sky, can't tell what's going on below them. What's going on in the area, Bob, is a very small crowd. Very few tourists, fairly small number of reporters. The beginning of the new fall school term has obviously cut down on the tourist crowd. A lot of people left to take their kids back to school.
Because
16 seconds.
Half a million gallons of water will pour onto the bottom of the launch pad to keep it from scorching.
T-minus 1 minute and counting.
Inside a minute now, coming down to the final seconds before liftoff. Everything is go. A beautiful Florida morning, clear blue skies, a few wispy clouds, and Discovery out there on launch pad 39 getting ready to lift off.
T-minus 45 seconds and counting.
The last 31 seconds are run by the computer on board.
Repositioning orbiter vent doors coming up on a go from the ground computers to start the onboard ground. T-minus 31 seconds, we have a go for auto sequence start. Discovery's four computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Kind of hands-off launching. It's all done by the computers.
T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15.
Everything working fine. 11, here's Mark Hess 10. With the final seconds.
We have a go for main engine start. Six. We have main engine start. Three, two, one. We have SRB ignition and we have liftoff. Liftoff of mission 41D, the first flight of the orbiter Discovery, and the shuttle has cleared the tower.
There's a giant burst of white smoke and orange flame. Discovery is on her way. The fourth try to get this mission off the ground is working. Like the sailing ships of the past which explored the new world, Discovery, named for those ships, is headed out to explore the world of space. Now rolling over, the crew on their back in their seats by the force of the giant rocket engines as Discovery roars into a brilliant blue sky. Shakes beneath our feet as a brilliant plume of orange flame and white smoke towers into the sky, Discovery arrowing her way out over the beach, headed out over the Atlantic. It goes from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour in the first minute of flight. Not a word from the crew, but Mission Control reports everything's fine. Throttle down to get through the toughest area of the flight. And now the word.
104%.
Discovery, Houston.
Engines back at full power.
Discovery, roger, go at throttle up.
Discovery given a go at throttle up. 1 minute, 30 seconds. Velocity, 3,400 feet per second. Altitude, 13 nautical miles. Downrange distance, 8 nautical miles.
That's the voice of Steve Nesbitt at Mission Control in Houston, and we had the first word from Commander Hank Hartsfield. Go for throttle up. Clearly still in view from the Florida area here at the Kennedy Space Center. We should see the two solid rocket boosters drop away any second.
Staging.
And there they go.
Roger, staging.
The crew confirms. The two solid rocket boosters, having done their job in the first 2.5 minutes, fall away. They'll be recovered in the Atlantic.
Stage performance. Nominal.
That's space talk for everything's going just fine. 2.5 minutes into the flight.
On two engine transatlantic abort capability to Dakar.
Discovery's powered flight will be about 8.5 minutes.
38 nautical miles. Downrange distance 45 nautical miles. Three engines running at 100.
Well, John, some more history, and done very well by the four computers that launched the Discovery.
Well, it took four tries, but Discovery is finally up in space. It'll be up there for 6 days, and as usual, they'll be trying some of the usual experiments, launching some satellites, and trying that new panel that's 10 stories high, reaching out of the shuttle.